ICU که مخفف International Council of Ophthalmology هستش، یه ارگانیزیشن بین‌المللی هستش. خوشبختانه من موفق شدم در بین بیش از 2000 چشم پزشکی که در این 111 مرکز شرکت کرده بودم بیشترین امتیاز رو کسب بکنم.
Of northern Khorasan province in Iran, the site of the shrine of the 8th Shia Imam. It's a relatively sizable and advanced city that plays host to 30 million visitors from around the world each year. But our main destination in Mashhad today is the Khatam al-Anbiya Center for Ophthalmology. It's a medical center affiliated with the Mashhad University of Medical Sciences that doubles as a training facility for aspiring young eye surgeons. About 2 years ago, it was named the third highest ranked medical center specializing in ophthalmology in the entire Middle East. That was when Dr. Veit Peter Gabel of the International Council of Ophthalmology traveled to Iran to visit Khatam al-Anbiya. He had come to award the center its new designation for its excellence in the region. But during the trip, the wealth of talented young eye doctors working with Mashhad University caught Gabel's attention. Indeed, the main reason Khatam al-Anbiya had been awarded this title was because of the work of a young scientist by the name of Siamak Zarei Ghanavati, who despite his age is recognized throughout the medical world. Ghanavati was born and raised in this very city, and his parents are among Mashhad's old-time physicians.
پدرم که اسمش سهراب، مادرم نرگس، و هر دوشون پزشک هستن. پدرم متخصص اطفاله، مادرم پزشک عمومی.
دکتر سهراب زارعی، his father, is one of Mashhad's most prominent healthcare professionals. دکتر سهراب زارعی has two kids. سیامک was his first child. From elementary school until medical school, Siamak has completed his education entirely in Mashhad, and he continues to live there to this day. His wife, Shadi Shaybani, is also a physician. Shadi has received her general practitioner's degree and is awaiting the opportunity to specialize in her field of choice. Mehran is Siamak's only brother. He lives in Tehran. It's interesting to note that Mehran also chose to study medicine and specialize in ophthalmology, just like his brother.
فکر میکنم اولش دو دل بود و کلن فکر میکنم از بچگی اگه یادم بیاد خیلی من دوست نداشتم کاری که شبیه اونه انجام بدم، اونم دوست نداشت کاری که شبیه من انجام بده.
Mehran is in the process of specializing in corneal treatments at the University of Tehran's Farabi Hospital. Mehran's wife, Gulnaz Hushband, is also a physician, but her subspecialties in cardiology. As to why we have come after Mehran is a story that we are going to explain. In addition to writing prescriptions and performing surgery at the hospital, Siamak is an assistant professor of ophthalmology at the University of Mashhad. Aside from that, he also heads the university's public relations office. This year, Siamak turns 36, but in the world of ophthalmology, he's attained a status that most people reach in the latter years of their lives. He is an exemplary doctor, not only in his own country, but in the entire Middle East, and he has garnered quite a reputation in the international community as well. To learn why, all we need to do is review some of the honors he has been awarded in his own country. He has been ranked among top 1% college students studying general medicine, accepted into the University of Mashhad in 1995. Second place in the national pre-internship exam in 2000. First place in the national entrance exam among 16,000 applicants in 2001. First place in the National Ophthalmology Board exam in 2006. Awarded Best Medical Sciences Researcher in Mashhad in 2011. And Notable Young Researcher at the National Razi Festival in 2012. It was in 2007 when this young Iranian superstar gained international recognition. That's when Siamak participated in the International Ophthalmology Organization's exam and ranked first among 2,500 participants from all around the world.
اون سال من رتبه اول آزمون رو کسب کردم. یه جایزه به من دادن و یک فردی به نام دکتر تیلور که نماینده برگزاری آزمون بود در سطح بین المللی از سوی آیسی اومد ایران یه جایزه به من داد و پیشنهاد کرد که اگه میخوام آمادگی اینو دارن که بورس به من بدن. سال 2010 یک بورسی بود به نام بورس هنریچ اوارد که به چشم پزشکا به دو نفر از چشم پزشکا یک یا دو نفر هر سال قرار شد بدن. قبل از اون که من اپلای کنم این بورس نبود. اولین بار که دادن این بورس رو به من دادن. یک جایزه 23,000 دلاری بود علاوه بر تأمین هزینه‌های تحصیل که من از همون جایزه استفاده کردم. دانشگاه مشهد هم قبول کرد که من از این جایزه استفاده کنم، یعنی موافقت کرد با تحصیل خارج از کشور من و از طریق اون یک سال دوره فوق تخصصی قرنیه و جراحی عیوب انکساری رو تو دانشگاه UCLA گذروندم.
While Siamak spent a year studying at UCLA, none of his professors had a clear understanding of the advancements being made in Iran in the field of medicine, specifically in ophthalmology. That's why when his professor visited Siamak while he was treating patients at UCLA's medical center, he was surprised. Slowly, the professor realized that Siamak's scientific expertise was much greater than he had first anticipated. After a few months, he had developed such a sense of respect for Siamak's knowledge and scientific excellence that he made Siamak his primary assistant in all surgical affairs by the end of his one-year program at UCLA. The professor had grown so attached to Siamak that he wouldn't perform any of his important surgeries in his absence. He admitted that he had never encountered a student as phenomenal as Siamak in the past 9 years. At the end of his one-year program, Siamak had become such a prodigy at UCLA's medical center that his professor proposed to help Siamak gain admission to the medical center he'd been dreaming of in Miami. Siamak welcomed the suggestion with open arms. Entering Miami's medical center isn't easy by any means. It's a center at the cutting edge of modern ophthalmology, where the latest techniques and technology originate. With the experience Siamak gained at UCLA, he easily got the scholarship to study at the University of Miami. In fact, he's the only Iranian ophthalmologist to have specialized in two separate fields. In Miami, Siamak reached his prime much sooner than he did at UCLA. There, he became his professor's most crucial advisor. Besides assisting his professor, he also advised other students in their most important surgeries. Most of the surgeons soon came to consult with Siamak in addition to their own professors. Sometimes, Siamak's opinion on an issue would differ from a professor's, but his colleagues preferred to trust Siamak's recommendations, something that didn't bother his professors at all, because they too trusted Siamak's knowledge and judgment. A humble man, Siamak attributes his excellence not to his personal abilities, but rather to the astonishing advancements made in Iranian ophthalmology.
حالا اینو من به عنوان تعریف از خودم نمیگم. من فکر میکنم علت عمده اینه که چشم پزشکی ایران کلا در سطح بالاییه. یعنی تو جهان حرف برای گفتن داره. یعنی اگه از من یکی از آشناها بگه که من بیام اینجا عمل کنم یا برم آمریکا، هر دو هم مثلا میتونم، مشکل مالی هم ندارم. من به نظر من اصلا دلیل نداره بره آمریکا و حتما هم، یعنی احتمال این که نتیجه عمل ایران بهتر باشه به نظر من بیشتر از 50-60%. و دومین نکته هم اینه که از نظر علمی هم حداقل میگم سوابق نشون داده که ایرانی ها خیلی مطالعه زیاد میکنن و عملا کتابایی که ما مطالعه میکنیم همون کتابای امریکن آکادمیه که تو آمریکا تدریس میشه. من خدمتتون گفتم تو امتحانی که من دادم از 92 کشور جهان بودن، از آمریکا بود، از اروپا، اکثر کشور اروپایی بودن. رتبه‌ای که من کسب کردم تو 3 سال اخیرشون همچون نمره کسی کسب نکرده بود، یعنی علاوه بر اینکه دیستینکشن گرفتم بالاترین نمره، من برای من نامه‌ای که زدن تو 3 سال اخیرشون نمره مشابه اون کسب نشده بود. عملای جراحی هم که من اونجا دیدم، بله خیلی از عملای جراحی رو من از اونجا یاد گرفتم، ولی خیلی چیزها هم اونها از من یاد گرفتن، یعنی ارتباط متقابل بود. برای همین همونطور که میتونم بگم بله رفتن اونجا خیلی آموزش داره، هر کدوم از مرکزها دید آدمو کلا نسبت به جراحی و چشم پزشکی عوض میکنه، ولی اینجوری نبود که یک ارتباط یک طرفه باشه. قطعا اونها هم چیزهایی یاد گرفتن که میگم اذعان هم میکردن که ما این چیزها رو یاد گرفتیم.
As Siamak says, he set a record at ICO that no one could break in several years. In 2010, he took part in the advanced course of this exam and managed to be the top scorer. In the same year, his previous record had been broken by an Iranian student. That person was none but his brother Mehran, who was in no hurry to spend his scholarship in UCLA. He is now spending his courses of specialty at Farabi Hospital. His future will surely be as bright as his brother's. In the last days of Siamak's stay in Miami, the Americans were insistent to make him change his mind from going back to Iran, an idea he had never thought of.
من حقیقتش دوره فوق تخصصی که توی UCLA و میامی گذروندم، تو هر دو تا دوره و مخصوصا تو دوره آخرم که دیگه سوابق هم دانشگاه UCLA رو داشتم هم دانشگاه میامی رو، به این پیشنهاد کردن که به عنوان گست پروفسور باش، برات حقوقی در نظر میگیریم و هر سالم ارتقای درجه پیدا میکنی. یادم هیچ وقت تو ذهنم این نبود که بمونم، یعنی حتی اون موقعی که استادم اینو مطرح کرد و حتی توی اون ریکامندیشن لتری، اون نامه پایانی که حالا به من داد هستش، که نوشته بود که ما تمام سعیمون رو میکنیم که سیامک رو اینجا نگه داریم، هیچ وقت نپرسیدم حتی چه چیزهایی، چه مزایایی، چه تسهیلات دیگه ای هستش. از اول فکرم این نبود که خارج از کشور بمونم. خیلی از اول دوست داشتم بله برم برای تحصیل، ببینم اونا چی کار میکنن، هم برای یاد گرفتن، هم بعضا برای اینکه اعتماد به نفسم زیاد بشه، یعنی ببینم خب بله اینا این کارو میکنن، ما هم این کارو یاد داریم یا یاد میگیریم و ما میتونیم این کارو تو ایران انجام بدیم.
Siamak is an oriental type of a person. In the east, logic and reasoning are not the only elements involved in important decision making. Eastern people are affected by reason and emotion equally. Especially that Siamak has been grown in a family whose worldview usually plays a key role in their important decision-making. Such people find their inner peace not in fame, high position, and material benefits in life, but in other factors.
همون جهان بینی است که مثلا چون مادیات مثلا کی آدم رو ارضا میکنه؟ یک کسی شاید به X مقدار پول راضیه، یک کسی به 10 برابرش، یک کسی به 100 برابرش. درسته؟ پس هیچ حدی نداره، همون جهانبینیه که به یه فرد میگه آقا جان اینقدر برای تو کافیه، همینطور که مثلا یه زندگی که مشکلی نداشته باشی داشته باشی برات کافیه، لزومی نداره که مثلا دنبال بیشتر از این بری، چون دنبال بیشتر از این رفتنم دردسرای خودشو داره.
When his professor made sure about Xiaomax's conclusion to go back to Iran, he offered him, based on his high capacities, the opportunity to train subspecialty ophthalmologists from around the world. Xiaomax welcomed the offer.
Professor Gabel اومدش ایران، اومدش مشهد به عبارتی، اومد مشهد و بیمارستان رو دید، اون سوابق تحصیلی منو داشت، همکارا رو دید، اون لود بیماران و اون کارهای تخصصی که تو بیمارستان انجام می‌شد رو دید و مجوز داد برای رشته فوق تخصصی خود من که رشته قرنیه و آب مروارید و جراحی عیوب انکساری هستش، ما مجوز این رو به من داد که فردی رو که از خارج از کشور، الان میتونه از متقاضی داشتیم، از اسپانیا هم داشتیم، از لبنان هم داشتیم، از یمن هم داشتیم، از خیلی جا متقاضی بودن، این افراد رو اگر بخوایم قبولشون کنیم، اونها بهشون ساپورت میدن، یعنی کمک مالی میکنن که برای دوره 3 ماهه، 6 ماهه یا بعضن 1 ساله بیان توی بیمارستان ما تحت تعلیم قرار بگیرن، آموزش ببینن و بعد مدرکشون که امضا بشه، یعنی اگر توسط من سرتیفیکیت بشن، مدرکی بهشون داده میشه، بعد میتونن برگردن کشور خودشون و با اون مدرک حالا کارهای به تبع بیشتر و چیزایی که یاد گرفتن رو انجام بدن.
The Ghanavati brothers, Xiaomax in particular, have been permanent members of most important conferences and seminars inside and outside Iran for quite some years. Rarely would one find an authentic ophthalmology center in the world that hasn't heard of Xiaomax. The result of all experiences of this young scientist is that Iran has the first say in ophthalmology among regional states.
امکاناتی که تو ایران دیدم نه اینجوری نیستش که مثلا ما بگیم این امکاناتو ما نداریم، توی آمریکا فقط هست. ممکنه مثلا یک نوع لیزر خاص که کاربرد خیلی همگیری نداره فقط توی 2-3 سنتر آمریکایی باشه، حتی کل آمریکا پراکنده نباشه، ولی از مجموع بخوایم مقایسه کنیم تفاوت خیلی چشمگیر نیست، یعنی اونها هم بیان تایید میکنن که اینجا سطح علمی بالایی داره. به نظر من اگه بخوام رتبه بدم، چشم پزشکی ایران در سطح چشم پزشکی، یعنی هفت برای گفتن، در سطح بین المللی و کشورهای پیشرفته داره.
خب بیمارستان فاربه اذیت این که مرکزی هستش که از کشورهای مختلف هم بیمارانی بهش ارجاع میشن و از حالا چند کشوری که حداقل خودم بیماران از اونجا داشتم، از آذربایجان، از عراق، حالا کشور افغانستان هم که خب زیاد بیمار هستش و حالا کشورهای دیگه از کشورهای عربی هم مراجعه زیاد میکنن و مقایسه میکنم اون روش درمانی، حالا اون خدماتی که بر بیماران ارائه شده، به نظرم واقعا اصلا قابل مقایسه نیستش. یعنی خدماتی که کشور خودمون داره ارائه میشه در سطح خیلی بالاتری هستش.
دو تا چشم پزشکی عربستان هم چشم پزشکی خوبی داره، ولی اکثرا سنترهای آمریکایی هستن که حتی اساتیدش هم از آمریکا میان، یعنی یه سنتر با بیس آمریکایی که حالا دانشجوهای عربستان هم توش دارن تحت تعلیم قرار میگیرن، اونها هم از این نظر خب به تبع وضعیت خوبی دارن، ولی اگر اینو اگه حذف کنیم، بله چشم پزشکی ایران تو منطقه میشه گفت سرآمد. با توجه به اینکه
احتمال اود رو Moreover, advanced countries of the world have no superiority over Iran regarding specialists in this field. Considering his age, life is still ahead of Xiaomax. Yet his international achievements are ahead of his age. Here are some of his accomplishments. He is the receiver of Helmerich Fellowship Award in 2010, the receiver of the 2011 Fellowship Award of International Council of Ophthalmology, ICO, in Miami. The holder of first rank with distinction degree of ICO assessment. He has also published 56 scientific articles in the ISI Scientific Research Journal and has written Chapter 34 of reference book on cornea. He has launched the International Cornea Subspecialty Fellowship in Iran, approved by ICO. It is the only center in Iran and the third in the Middle East. Among all his honors, Siamak believes his biggest and most important achievement has been something else, and that is the surgery of numerous patients seriously affected by mustard gas during the Iraqi war on Iran. He says those soldiers and ordinary people have always been respected by all his countrymen. According to Siamak, those patients are considered national heroes to all Iranians and the living evidence of vicious crimes. He says he is honored to be able to make efforts to relieve their pains.